This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden gained 87 votes in the state of Wisconsin as a partial recount of ballots was completed Sunday. This cemented his 20,000-vote victory over President Donald Trump in the Midwestern state as a recount of the November 3rd presidential election concluded there. The Trump campaign paid $3 million for the recount of the 800,000 votes in the two most heavily Democratic areas of the state in hopes of upending Biden's claim to the state's 10 electoral college votes. Instead, however, Wisconsin became the latest state where Mr. Trump, a Republican, has failed in recounts to overturn the November 3rd vote or win lawsuits alleging that voter fraud cost him a second four-year term in the White House. Mr. Biden is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. At 78 years old, he will be its oldest leader so far. Last week, he named his first cabinet nominees and plans to announce the names of key economic officials this week. Aid groups say hospitals in the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region are facing an influx of trauma patients a day after federal troops claimed control of the city, and Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said fighting was over. Last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner Abiy declared victory on Saturday evening in a three-week military confrontation with leaders of Tigray's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. But a communications blackout in Tigray has made it impossible to independently verify whether the regional assault is completely under federal government control. On Sunday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said health workers are struggling with shortages of food and medical supplies. VOA News. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows U.S. COVID-19 cases have swollen to more than 13 million, with more than 266,000 Americans having died of infections, and the nation's top infectious disease expert saying it's not getting better anytime soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking to ABC's This Week show on Sunday, said, quote, help is on the way. He added that the initial supply of vaccines might be available by mid-December. Fauci said health experts are empathetic about the fatigue of Americans who have been careful about becoming exposed to the virus. But he said wearing face masks and people physically distancing themselves from others do make a difference. Millions of Americans curtailed their traditional family gatherings for Thursday's annual Thanksgiving holiday. Millions of others, however, ignored warnings from healthcare experts against traveling to visit far-flung relatives for fear of spreading the virus. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner and his team are heading to Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week for talks in a region simmering with tension after the killing of an Iranian nuclear scientist. A senior administration official said on Sunday that Kushner is to meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the Emir of Qatar in that country in the coming days. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to avenge the assassination of that top nuclear scientist in Iran. He and other Iranian officials are blaming the killing on Israel, but some diplomats and analysts say they don't expect Iran to retaliate quickly for the meticulously planned shooting. This scientist was the second senior Iranian military figure to be assassinated this year. Analysts believe Iran will bide its time before responding rather than provoke a fierce military response from outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump. A mysterious shiny monolith that was spotted in a remote southeastern Utah desert 2 weeks ago has vanished. The structure was first spotted by a crew of state workers counting bighorn sheep from a helicopter. The discovery sparked international speculation about the origin and purpose of the object, which was about twice as tall as the average adult human being. The location of the monolith was not made public, but it still drew dozens of onlookers who found their way to the mysterious object. The State Bureau of Land Management on Saturday said the monolith had disappeared. People in the art world have speculated that the object was the work of artist John McCracken, a sculptor who died in 2011. His son told the New York Times his father had hoped to leave his artwork in remote places to be discovered later. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.